Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about the livestock futures yesterday. When you look at just the first couple of months for each of those commodities, looks significantly lower, but it wasn't really the case yesterday. I guess technically ended up kind of mixed yesterday, didn't it?
Yes, Dave, that is the way we ended at the end of the day, was on the mixed side. And part of that was as we saw some late buying that helped pull the cattle off of trading mostly negative throughout the day. The cattle futures may be also showing some signs of stalling after rallying so much since the first of the month. And this afternoon, we do have our monthly cold storage report coming out, and Friday is a cattle on feed report, too. And we have still not heard of any cash cattle trade in our feed yards or even serious bids. Choice box beef yesterday, $1.11 higher. Select boxes down 37 cents. Total movement of 153 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 26 cents. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, 2 cents lower. November feeders down $1.02. And December lean hogs, 82 cents lower.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Two sales to check out this week from Superior Livestock. On Thursday, they'll have a Superior Select female sale, 6,300 head selling on Thursday starting 1 p.m. Central Time. Then Friday, they'll have their regular video auction, 20,300 head starting to sell at 8 a.m. Central Time on Friday. For both sales, they'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Details at 1-800-422-2117 or check out their website, Superior Livestock. Stock.com for information on both sales.
Tom, as we take a look at our grain trade yesterday, it looks like the grain commodities actually had a pretty decent day. It looks like higher across the board.
It's exactly right, Dave. As yesterday was the second straight session of seeing the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close on the positive side. Fund buying helped lift the futures, along with some talk of end users scrambling for grain and soybeans as the harvest gets closer to completion, as they are finding some of this is going into bins and not being sold so they can get their hands on it. This morning is our weekly export sales, and yesterday's higher trading appeared to have carried over into our evening trade as we are currently closed trading. The December KC wheat, 6 cents higher. Our December corn's up 2.5. November soybeans, 5 cents higher. December cotton up 17 points. December crude oil trading 75 cents higher. December dollar index is up 7 cents. And December Dow Jones futures, 81 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.